Ahead of Refugee Week, Adelaide art exhibition The Seasick frames a lens on the deeply personal experiences of Iranian refugees who arrived in Australia by boat. In a series of paintings and postcards, the artists and siblings Elahe Mehadevi and Arman Mehadevi explore the lives of those who fled their homeland, the loved ones left behind, and the challenging experiences of refugees navigating Australia's current immigration processes. Greens Senator Sarah Hanson-Young opened the exhibition, highlighting an urgent need to reform Australia's refugee policies, arguing for permanent protection and humane treatment. The Wire's Jordan Zarella attended the event to find out more.
So many of the stories that are reflected on the wall tonight are stories of too many refugees and asylum seekers that have come to Australia and have not been shown the generosity by the system that they should have.
Artist Aman, who joined online from Iran, shared his experiences of refugee stories in Australia.
These are works done by me and my sister. It's our collaborative work about lives of those who have immigrated to Australia and those whose loved ones have immigrated to Australia. When we were kids, we practiced the art of collaboration through the games that we play. And the joy that we get out of collaborative work is so powerful that distance cannot get in its way. One more thing, that the paintings themselves had to be transferred to Australia. And it's as if the paintings themselves, they had an immigration of their own.
Attending the exhibition was Roddy Emblem. He says the work highlights his experiences as a refugee coming to Australia in the mid-1950s.
This picture really got me very upset, because what I see here is a person standing, and you can see that person's shadow, and next to him is another shadow of someone who's missing. This is the picture that really stuns me. I wonder, when people come to an exhibition like this, if they're not refugees, whether they really get the meaning that's in the picture. And I'm a refugee. We were refugees from Egypt in 1956.
Senator Hanson-Young says improved policies need to be implemented for those seeking asylum in Australia.
A lot of people don't know, but there's still thousands of refugees who came to Australia between 2010 and 2015 who are still living in total limbo without permanent visas, despite the fact that they are refugees. They've been found to be refugees and they need permanent protection. So the first thing that should happen is that those people are given permanent protection and a visa that allows them to live in Australia and to genuinely rebuild their lives.
Legal barriers in Australia are greater for people who arrive by sea than by plane. What impact does this have, and what reform is required here, do you think?
And it is only because of a policy to punish people that the law treats people who arrive by boat seeking asylum differently to the people who arrive by plane and then seek asylum. It is all designed to punish them, and therefore, the government would argue, to discourage. But the problem is, at what cost? And it really does ruin people's lives. It's ridiculously expensive. The taxpayer money that is spent on this system of punishment is just horrendous. But it's people's lives that they're ruining, and children's lives and families' lives. So that does need to change. And it has to be a change of both policy of the government, but also in the law, because of the way the law is being written over and over again, deliberately, to punish refugees who arrive by boat. It wouldn't be hard to change in terms of the law. However, it would take some courage and take some bravery from the government, and sometimes that's hard to find.
Artist Elahe expressed that working on this exhibition brought her a greater understanding of her experience as a refugee and others alike.
It has meant a lot to me after being separated from my brother for 12 years. We had this project related to both of us, which meant so much because we've been separated. it brought us together in a way at the ages of 38 and 36 that we had never been close like that before. It means a lot because I feel so privileged to be able to have been able to listen to the stories of so many other people who went through kind of the same journey, and to bring all those stories, turn them into art. And also, since I came to Australia, I had kind of tried, you know, it's a survival thing. You focus on work, study, family, living here. I had pretty much forgotten about that bit. I was lucky to get a visa after 8 years, and now I have a permanent visa. I've applied for a citizenship. I realized there was so much I had pushed down, and it was good for me to be able to remember or visit all that and go through it again.
Could you explain your journey of coming to Australia?
I left Iran 12 years ago, went to Indonesia, then came to Australia on a boat to Christmas Island for about 2 months. And then when I came to Australia, I was still in a couple of camps for about 2 weeks or a month. And then I arrived in Adelaide and was on a bridging visa for about 8 years. My son was born here on a bridging visa, just like me, and we finally got our permanent visas a few years ago.
Can you tell me about the explorations of love, loss, fear and home, and what they have come to mean to you through this refugee experience that you have?
There were some points when we were working, thinking about the ideas, painting them, I would feel like a little bit bad about, you know, depressing stuff, sad stuff. Some of it is really gripping. And I was like, well, we feel all this, but what is my justification for wanting other people to see all this and feeling that sadness, that loss? But somewhere through the process, I realized nothing outside can make you feel something you're not already feeling inside. Everyone has felt loss, has felt lonely, has been separated from their love, in a way, for some time. If these paintings do awaken some sort of feelings in people, it's just because they are in them, not because they create those feelings.
And art, it's such an expressive form of storytelling. Why do you think visual representation is important to represent your story?
We were talking to people about their experiences and drawing things for them based on what they said. We wanted to play on this idea of, because people would meet their journeys to Australia. But I have always been more into words, literature, poetry, and my brother was the artist. So this is my first time creating something like this. I think visual arts is like poetry. They both differ from normal words in a way that they can capture those feelings or emotions or ideas that you can't quiet with normal grammar, with normal speaking. That feeling I wouldn't have been able to bring into words. Some works, especially the more abstract ones, like the Lesser Calament or the one with the horse.
In the way you painted in some of your pieces, it shows the distance between two people, you and your brother. Can you elaborate on this and the significance of the sea in your work?
So it's like the sea separates us and our loved ones back home, not just because we came here by the sea, but also because we are treated differently because we came by sea. Most of the people I interviewed still don't have even a permanent residency here. They're still in limbo. They still have not been able to even once go and see their loved ones. I was lucky to travel and see my family, but they haven't. I can't imagine how it must feel.
What do you hope to connect with the members of the broader community? You had a lot of general public enter this gallery. For those who may not understand fleeing your home and coming here, how are you able to translate that to the general public?
I came here 12 years ago. There are a lot of amazing, beautiful people in Australia. After 12 years, for those who still have not gotten anything out of this, can't even call their Australia. After living here for 12 years, working here, buying houses here, marrying here, going to university here, they still can't call this place their permanent home. And we thought a reminder would be nice to bring some attention back to these people.
The Wire's Jordan Zarella with that story.